Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Julia Kenny.
It was a typical South Florida evening, which if you've ever had the pleasure of living in South Florida during the summer, you know that means torrential downpour as well as thunder so loud it almost shakes the building that you're in. So I had just finished working a double shift, which was 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. I managed a tanning salon in Fort Lauderdale. So all I wanted to do at this point was just go home, have a glass of wine, and take a shower and relax. So I lived in Boca. It took me over an hour to get home because nobody knows how to drive in the rain down here. And when I got home, I sat in my driveway for a second because you could hear those frogs, those like rat, rat noise that the frogs make. So I'm absolutely terrified of frogs. So I decided to just forget trying to use an umbrella and run straight into my house, knees to chest, to avoid like stepping on a frog. By the time I get into my garage, I looked like I had already showered. So I went upstairs, turned on the water. I lived in an older house at the time, so the water heater took a few minutes to get going. I go back downstairs, pour myself my glass of wine, put on some music, plug my phone in down there. So I go back upstairs, hop in the shower, and as I'm rinsing the shampoo out of my hair, I look up and I realize there's a porcelain figurine almost on top of my door. And so my instant thought, because I watched a lot of Lifetime movies and Forensic Files and I live alone, so my instant thought is that there is somebody in my house and this is their weird token. So I creep over to the other side of the shower, open the door just a little bit to see what it was, when I'm face-to-face making direct eye contact with the biggest frog I have ever seen in my life. Slimy, pale green, almost clear color. It was about the size of one of those small little Publix key lime pies. So I start to panic, go to grab my phone and realize it's downstairs. And my next thought is I have to run past this frog to get downstairs too. So as I'm standing in the shower, just thinking of what to do, it clicks in my head, frogs love water. And I am standing underneath running water right now. So I just grab my robe, was not thinking at all, and just bolt down the stairs because there is clearly no thought in that because wet feet and stairs don't mix. So the next thing I know, just slide right down the stairs. It was seriously something out of those cheesy horror movies where the blonde is running for her life, trips and falls and gets captured. But adrenaline took over and I just kept running straight for my phone and texted 911 emergency, call me to every single person I knew within 20 minutes living distance to me. One of my friends, Mike, ends up calling me, what's going on? What's going on? And when I explained to him the situation, he was like, are you kidding me? You can't send that text over a frog. So within 10 minutes, he's at my house. He goes upstairs, and next thing you know, he's coming downstairs saying, oh, I am not touching that thing. And mind you, he's 6'5", and what most would consider a manly man. And my response to him was, well, either you get it out or we're burning this house down because I cannot be in the same place as this frog. So he just looks me dead in the eye and goes, well, then I'm going to need a bucket, a spatula, and then a lid. So I ran straight to my kitchen, my favorite chili pot, you know, the one pot that you never get rid of, even though it's probably from like the 60s. I gave it to him, gave him the lid that goes with it and a spatula. He goes back upstairs. Next thing you know, I just hear this crash of glass breaking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on up there? He yells down, I'm gonna need another lid and preferably one that's not glass. So at this point, I was like, just grab a shoebox out of my closet and just get this thing out of my house. So about 3 minutes later, he just comes running down the stairs screaming, open the door, open the door. So I open my front door, get out of his way, and he just throws my favorite chili pot, the top of a shoebox, out of my door and slams my door shut. And that's how we eventually got the frog out.
Julia Kenny with a frog encounter.
You'd have to watch a lot of cop shows to think that some intruder would have a bizarre way of showing that he was in the room. Related to that, there is this concept, Occam's razor, that the simplest explanation is usually the right explanation.
What did you call that?
OCCAM apostrophe S, Occam's razor. There is this idea that if you're trying to figure out what's going on, it's usually the simplest, clearest explanation. So her mind went to this such a strange place. Instead of thinking, what's that on my door? She had an answer right away. And I just thought that was so odd. It was such a real detail.
She was so much fun listening to her. She has a sense of humor. And I cannot think of anything scarier of having a head full of shampoo and then looking up and seeing something that you're not familiar with. It is funny. She thought it was a TV mystery.
I thought that was really wonderful of her, and she was a lot of fun to listen to in so many ways. I loved her sound effects for the frog and also the da-da-da-da-da falling down the stairs. I loved her description of her friend as 6'5", most people would consider manly man. I mean, that's all she had to say. She didn't really have to go into more details, but just the irony of his fear was so palpable. And I thought her overreaction, let's face it, it's a bit of an overreaction. He was right to text your friends 911 emergency when it was a frog. So we're with him that it was such an overreaction. But then our expectation is totally overturned when he actually sees the thing. And there's just a lot of overturned expectations in this story. And that's what makes a story fun.
It was almost as if it was a written comedy. He comes back and says, I'm going to need a bigger lid.
A good story is something you see in your head, and you know that the storyteller is seeing it in her mind's eye. So when she says a bigger lid, we can see that bigger lid. When she describes the frog, we can see the frog. And when she's running with her knees to the chest and she walks in and she's as wet as if she'd already taken a shower, she's using not just visual sense, not just auditory sense, but a kinetic sense, the feeling as well. This is storytelling at a really high level.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cnisandnancyeile@fau.edu.
Our website has contact information as well as archived stories at wlrn.org, Click Radio, and The Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.